It's the Nahum Siegel Network, and welcome to our community with the United Task Force. We get an opportunity to speak with the leaders of different Jewish organizations who are part of the United Task Force. And, of course, in this regard, for this series, dealing primarily with the services for those who are Holocaust survivors and those from the survivors' generation, we get a chance to explore the different services available and the different topics of interest to that audience and beyond. And this week, via telephone, it is a pleasure to welcome Rabbi Baruch Ber Bender. Rabbi Bender is the founder and president of Achiezer. Achiezer has made quite an impact in so many different areas of our community. They're based in the five towns. They have really international reach and certainly an international reputation at this point. Rabbi Baruch Ber Bender, welcome to our community with the United Task Force.
Thank you so much, Nachum, and your entire team. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, as always. And thank you for having me.
I appreciate that very much. We will talk specifically in a couple of minutes about the services and your observations about the special generation that the Holocaust survivor generation is. But just a word or two about Achiezer. It seems that since your founding years ago, as every year goes by, you are adding more and more and more services. Are you at the point, especially in the five towns specifically, where if anything comes up, and I mean almost literally anything, Achiezer seems to be the place that people call immediately?
So the answer is a scary one. You know, you're certainly correct that I and certainly many others who have been along for the ride for many years now could not have dreamed to the extent and the volume to which we would be dealing with community crises of various types and sorts would be to the level that it is today. At the same time, you know, as we continue to take on and add more services, filling voids that don't exist, it's a tricky territory because we want to make sure that we can continue to be able to keep up with the demand. So while we've added numerous services over the last few years, it's been incumbent upon us to make sure that we can get back to people as quickly as possible. And along the way, and that's what I happen to love about the United Task Force, which maybe we'll get to in a moment or two,
sure.
That my staff works really hard to make themselves completely aware, in particular Esther Novak, our intake coordinator, to be very aware of every last resource that exists within the Jewish community here in the five towns and well beyond. This way, when people do reach out to Achiezer for assistance, because yes, Nachum, we very often are the first phone call for everybody, for anything. But there are situations where we get these phone calls and our biggest job is not that we have to actually fix that problem, but if somebody, for example, is calling because they need the resources of perhaps an organization like High Lifeline or an Ohel or an Amudim or a Bika Cholim of Lakewood, I know I can go on and on and on, we are very aware of what all of those organizations offer so that when appropriate we can bring them in. And even that is a huge service for people because when they're struggling, they just need answers. And I give kudos to my staff who continually make themselves aware, not only of what we offer, obviously we're aware of that, but also aware of every other resource that exists in the Jewish community,
yeah,
as far away as Eretz Yisrael and England, so that when somebody calls, we won't just have to tell them, sorry, we can't help you. At the very minimum, we'll be able to give them an appropriate referral, make the introduction for them, and perhaps, you know, make their difficult situation that much easier.
And we'll explore that a little bit more later on, but you're making an amazing point regarding your colleagues at the United Task Force. I want to ask you specifically, and I'm sure you have a unique perspective because you really deal with every generation. We know that the five towns and the larger Jewish communities in that area really do have a tremendous population in every imaginable generation. We've been concentrating, as you know, in this series on the generation of Holocaust survivors and those who are around that age. And I'm wondering if there are specific, over all these years that you've been dealing with Achiezer, if there have been specific services, specific efforts that have been made by your organization to reach out and really to help that very special generation.
So I would say, quite frankly, and how appropriate in honor of, you know, so many Holocaust survivors who obviously no words that I say or that we say can do justice, but the majority of our elder care efforts, going back, as you know, many, many years, was really kick-started by a small group of Holocaust survivors in our community, because it was their children who reached out, and they reached out to our office, and we were younger then and newer then, and they said that they're simply struggling, because these are people obviously at that point already in their high 70s, in their 80s, some of course in their 90s, and they simply were lacking resources. And lacking, you know, the ability to find the appropriate grants or the appropriate ways to spend their day or the appropriate way to get help in their home. And that initial push for Achiezer to get involved in creating our conferences and creating a desk here to guide people in that time of their life was really because of these Holocaust survivors. And I think whenever we've reached out to the community that we have a need for a Holocaust survivor, it could be as simple as going to someone's home to read the Megillah because they can't make it out. People love the opportunity to help out those people. They don't always have the ability to do it on their own, which is where Achiezer comes in, and we can make the shidduch and get those volunteers out to the Holocaust survivors and make sure they get to make, you know, the most of their days and help them get them through their crises. But certainly the neighborhood has a lot of them in it, and the least we can do is try to be there and have resources for them. And that's why I'm just more and more excited about this idea to bring more and more of that, you know, resources and whatever we can to give them chias and give them the respect and the love they deserve.
Well, one of the benefits of this program, aside from speaking directly with those from that generation who might need services, has been the discovery among many people in our community of the of not just the need, but how welcoming those services are when there are social services and events that take place specifically for those who are survivors of the Holocaust and might be living alone at this point for obvious reasons. I mean, the fact that they're able to get out, to socialize, to do things under the jurisdiction of organizations like yours and others is pretty significant. Plus, Rabbi Bender, if you can get philosophical for me for a moment, because we've done this with other guests of ours in this series, when you think about it, a generation that rebuilt themselves and their families and to a great extent built our communities here in the United States, after the war, and many of us wonder how on earth they did it because of how difficult the circumstances, of course, must have been. It is really they who instituted these community-wide chesed initiatives. And you know, in a relatively young organization like Achiezer, I'm sure you could point to people from decades earlier who really were doing all this type of work at the very beginnings of your community.
And you know what? I'll take it back a step further. That's an amazing point, and I'm so happy to be able to mention it. When I was in elementary school, I mean, my father gave a shmooze every single Friday. My father, Rabbi Yaakov Bender from Yeshiva Darche Torah, to all the boys, and he still does it till today. Obviously, the yeshiva is a little bit bigger than it was 20 years ago, thousands more, as you know. And I don't remember a week would go by or 2 weeks would go by without him basically, you know, asking us to raise our hand, how many of us had grandparents, you know? And very few hands went up, and those days so many of them did not make it. The amazing point, Nachum, is that when the few who used to raise their hands, my father used to make them stand up, and he used to say, you know who this guy Friedman is? His father, after the World War II was over, he worked in the DP camps to make sure people could move to Eretz Yisrael. Another guy used to raise his hand. He said, you know who this guy was? He worked with all the Hatzalah efforts with the Aguda to make sure that people were able to restart their lives. And he pointed out how anybody that was there that was lucky enough, and I get chills telling you this now, that was lucky enough to survive, they didn't just, you know, survive. They went, like you said, Nachum, and they started that, our whole generation. They started these chesed movements. You know, my father talks about my own grandparents, how my, you know, they escaped from Europe September 1st, 1939. The boat that they escaped on was sunk on the way back. That's how close they got. And he says how my grandmother, they arrived there from Kippur. By Sunday, my grandfather was called into a meeting to help organize and resettle people. Look at that. That's chesed 101, right?
That's for sure.
And my grandmother was, within days, was sitting in the living room teaching the first Beis Yaakov class in America because the next generation needs to be taught, you know. And at that point, Mrs. Basia Bender was able to teach. She taught back in Krakow. Boom, she went to work to help the next generation. So going back to what you said, this is how I was raised, knowing that the people before us, they made life today possible. And how fitting it is, like you said, that at least we have the opportunity now to give back to every single one of them.
And I think that, again, people don't realize how many opportunities still exist to give back. I love your example of Megillah reading, but there are chances. If people pay attention, get information from organizations like yours, they are going to find, especially the younger people out there, who want to accelerate their chesed efforts, they're going to find that there are opportunities. There are chances on an Erev Shabbos. There are chances on Shabbos itself. There's certainly chances on Yontif. And even in the social environments that I mentioned earlier, there are chances for people to get together and just either play some music, sing some songs, do a collective visit as opposed to individuals, but, you know, groups of people. There are chances and opportunities for people to still take advantage and meet the people from that generation. And I think it's one of the things we've learned from this series, that as many of us think that that generation is mostly gone, thank God we still have people and, you know, in some neighborhoods, including yours, a solid part of the community that generation, you know, still represents. So people of all ages. And we encourage people, you know, when we do these segments, to get in touch with organizations like yours. They can take advantage and try on somewhat of a regular or semi-regular basis to help out.
Really, no, 100%. They really, really can. And like I always tell people, there are always opportunities. Just pick up the phone and call. I was last year in the Weitzel dining room where one of our local JCCs hosted a lunch for these Holocaust survivors. Nachum, the room was full.
Wow.
These people exist. And, you know, recently there were a few boys who went to visit a sick person in a nursing home right here in Farakaway. And somebody asked, a grandchild of somebody else asked the boys to come into the other room. Why? There was a Holocaust survivor that was in that room, and he wanted to know if they could sing for him a little bit. Right here, Queens Nassau Nursing Home. It took place weeks ago. And you know what? They've gone back three times since. Do you know what it's done for this Holocaust survivor to have three or four Bachrim Yeshiva boys, because we have made it, right?
Yeah.
And the Nazi maximum did not survive. And I told my own wife, my own kids, I want to take them to this nursing home so they can see this Holocaust survivor and they can give him a chias. And so I tell every single listener out there that whether it's in this community or in the Brooklyn community or in New Jersey communities or anywhere really, they exist. Obviously, in some populations, smaller than others, but the opportunities, like you said, from as simple as a visit to reading a Megillah to taking them for a walk to playing a game with them is just really, really amazing.
We're speaking to Rabbi Baruch Ber Bender Achiezer, and information, achiezer.org. We could also call them at 516-791-4444, 516-791-4444, and take advantage of all these opportunities. We often, for obvious reasons, concentrate on the Brooklyn area when we speak of Holocaust survivors, obviously the largest Holocaust survivor population outside of Israel. Many of us don't realize how in the Five Towns area, we're talking about a lot of people. A lot of people take advantage of the social services and who are available as real chesed opportunities on a regular basis. So it's worthwhile if you or your children have an interest in getting involved and really helping out in those capacities to call 516-791-4444 or get in touch with Ari Bender and his staff by logging on to achiezer.org. This is a... when you think about it, the work that Achiezer has done over all these years has really served, and I wonder if you think about this often, has really served an important dual purpose, because Rabbi Bender, you know how important it is to provide services in general. We're not just speaking about Holocaust survivors, but the list of what you do, we went through some of it earlier, is pretty remarkable. But on the flip side, you know, because you're so organized and you have this organized efforts, people are able to pitch in and incorporate some real chesed initiatives in their lives. Sometimes we forget that because of the needs that the organization meets, it also gives an opportunity to people to get involved in these types of things. And that, as we know, is really important to the community.
You're on fire today now, how much I tell you. You make a great point. Listen, I'm sorry, I got to say it publicly. But I was just sitting here on Thursday. I like fresh. No, I don't give you old stories, right? 3 days ago, and there was a group from Atlanta here, a college group of girls that were becoming frum and doing their best to come closer to Yiddishkeit. And one of them raised their hands. I think her name was Samantha. If she's listening, if she hears this one day, she'll deserve to hear it. And she said, "Can I ask you a question?" She says, "What is the most rewarding part of your job?"
Mm.
And they said, "Just this best story." So obviously, there are many. I spoke about the challenges of the job and the struggles of keeping up with all this. But to respond to that question, I said the most rewarding part of the job for me personally is seeing the amount of people in the community, old, young, children, doesn't make a difference, men, women, who are getting involved.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that, yes, I have definitely considered and thought about, that Achiezer has given people the opportunity to get involved. I said this over last year at one of the good conventions that I spoke at. It's as easy as going to deliver Hanukkah presents to another family that isn't able to afford it. There are very simple ways to do this, and I think that answers your question, that it was really one of the most beautiful things that I've seen here is, yes, the opportunities for people to get involved and the selflessness of people that have gotten involved. People call me on a daily basis. They text me, and they say, what can I do? What can my wife do? She wants to give a few hours a week. And I pass them off usually to Eliza Wartelski, who coordinates our volunteer effort. Started out as a small little thing, and now there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. And it could be going to help with a Mace Mitzvah.
Right.
Talking about Holocaust survivors, it was, you know, you see these texts once in a while. Certainly for me, you see them a lot. 9 or 10 days ago, we got a phone call about 2 or 3 hours before a funeral taking place in Elmont Cemetery in Beth David right here. Some days it worked, some days it wasn't. And people were busy that day, and obviously we don't fault anybody. It's hard. There's a lot of requests. But this woman from Borough Park called us because we're in close proximity to the cemetery. And you're thinking, they called you? Because of course they called you. They call you for everything. But she called us, and she says, this guy is a Holocaust survivor, and we need to be able to bury him with 10 men. And a text went out, and 2 or 3 men left their jobs. One of them was an accountant. I know him personally. One of them was a Rebbe who just finished teaching, and the third I don't remember, to be honest. And they ran down to the cemetery. And obviously those aren't the opportunities we hope that they get. But at least, at the very minimum, they have the opportunity to give real Kavod Acharon to a survivor, and who deserves it more than that person.
Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, Baruch Bear Bender. All right, before we go to our musical portion of this program, our Community with the United Task Force, which is how we wrap things up, Shia Rubenstein with the selections that are specifically geared to that generation. In our last minute, Raya Bender, a point you made earlier, but I'm just going to help, or you'll help me expand on it a drop, and that is the colleagues of the United Task Force and the blessing that your organization gets to be part of an umbrella organization with 40, 50 other organizations, because each one has its own expertise, and every time someone calls you or your staff member, if it's not something that's directly in your wheelhouse, so to speak, you know that there is an organization or there is an effort in our community who is dealing specifically with that situation, and that must be, you must breathe a sigh of relief when you know that somebody out there can take care of it.
I'll be very quick. I am totally humbled by it. I feel myself very lucky and the organization to be a part of it, and hearing so much, Nachum, in the media and in other ways about us being divided and people not getting along and different communities with different issues, but to see a group like this and to be a part of a group like this where we sit around a table and you've witnessed it personally, and you have people from every walk of life, organizations filling every niche and every kind of service, sitting around together every few months and knowing that when we need something, if we can't fill it, you know, we turn to that group that we have and we put it out there, and within seconds, everybody's jumping in with a solution. They don't know the person. It's not their community. They have all the excuses in the world. But it says it in the name, United Task Force. It's a group that really is united. I give tremendous, tremendous credit to Fagi Zakheim.
Yep.
I'm sure many people told Fagi years ago this is not possible, and how much further can you take this? And, boy, has she proven them wrong.
100% right. Bender, I thank you. Continued success with the Achiezer organization.
Thank you so much, Nachum, and thanks to your entire team.
All right, Baruch Bear Bender, our Community with the United Task Force. Information about Achiezer on the web, achiezer.org. And again, call, and we utilize that phone number for services, and we utilize that phone number if you'd like to help by providing a service and getting involved in helping Holocaust survivors and others in the community. 516-791-4444, 516-791-4444. 4444. We close out our broadcast with the music of Shia Rubenstein, Shirei HaPleita, done specifically for the generation of Holocaust survivors. You are listening to our Community with the United Task Force at the Nachum Segal Network.
Amen. dilemma.
Shemesh
Chef in a Heidlingstein. Sie lebt in Himmel, sei ihr Gehen. Litzling macht mir nie hier Backhahn. Als sie weht in Himmel, hat er geschehen. Und heiße Kinder und Gläst, tät sie das Haus heiden. Sie hat das euch gewiss, als mit sie von Himmel bei Schweden. Oi, der Himmel, der Teile gezählt, ich gesegen sich von dir als Sinn. Als ich gehe ja rauf auf eine neue Welt, allein so ich Himmel bleib gesinn. Ich hab dort seie gequält. Ich bin dort gesetzt in Chadush im Nahn. In allem Gittin hat nicht gefällt. Plötzlich keine Chanaie Psyre. Dem Malach tät mit sie wissen. Als ich da war aus für mein Diede. Vielleicht bin der Welt sie genießen. Es ist mir gewesen, sei ihr bei. Arose, geina, so ich ging geschwind. Dem alle schreit, ob ich gei, gei. Allein so ich mal ich bleib gesinn. Ich hab ungeheben keinen Heide, was hab ich damals gewusst? Mir hat mit mir gelehnt Kiseide, mit Chaweiden zu spielen hat sich mir verglückt. Ich bin aber bald geworden gewohnt, also hat nicht gedacht, kann ein Mensch. Als ich gehe bald wieder in 13 Jahre, in ich darf mich schon führen gehen. Hab ich verstanden, dass es eine Schein, mit Chaweide im Sicht zu spielen hat Sinn. Ich hab beide meine Blab gesehen. Doch der Hassan ist mir gewesen, sei ich geh. Schweden, Schwiege, hab mir Käse gegeben. Es ist gewesen bei mir Teile, jede Minute. Ich hab echt gewiss, wenn er geht leben. Geht das in meine Karte. Das wollt keinem nicht, der Kitschit tue. Ich hab echt gewiss, wenn er geht leiben. Halleweil wollt es gedauert ab, wo juhe. Schweden, Schwiege, haben das aber der Kitschit. Sei haben sich umgeben, kriegen mit sein eigen Kind. Ich hab mich mit sein lang nicht gemischt. Sag ich Schweden, Schwiege, bleib gesinn. life in mentions you to mitavulin. Thy life in a vek, ich in geschwin. The ganze welt is via chulin. Se schwebt a vek via vin. As me at chach de zechie. Zetin mitzvis is goge. Alles kimt ach di oi ma yidiye Zal min vissin mit was min em tich min Al vi schlecht im vien is schein As me kimt ob de welt mit loi zin As ein em is fin de welt kein Sog de zi de welt Is in